And now, time for another edition of Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. You know, you and I have been talking about travel here before the show, and, you know, if you've been in Europe at all, you know that when you go to stay in a small inn, there's always a tavern.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at where hotel restaurants get their history, they go back to the medieval times in Europe when inns and taverns were the precursors to modern hotels. In 18th and 19th centuries, big hotels and fine dining catered to mostly the wealthy. And then a couple names you'll know, I think, Escoffier and Ritz partnered together and revolutionized hotel dining in the late 19th century, and that was at the Savoy Hotel in London.
And Escoffier was really the one who also like modernized like the cleanliness
exactly.
of kitchen. Yep.
Exactly. In the 50s and 70s, more people started traveling, so diversity happened, but also kind of standardized menus among mm-hmm. some of the big chains and the rise of the buffets. Now, Jeff, let me ask you, were you a buffet guy?
Well, back in the day, sure. Especially, I can think of a couple places that, you know, the pizza...
Exactly. Same, yeah. same. So in the late 20th century, we saw the rise of celebrity chefs and fusion cuisine, and then farm to table, and then finally an emphasis on local. So if you look at the Omaha hotel restaurant scene, first of all, it's amazing that nearly every hotel in this city has a restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's one that often locals overlook. So if you look at the impact of local, it's no surprise that steakhouses really dominate some of our bigger hotel restaurants. Now, I'm going to go through a couple that you may or may not know about, and I'm going to see if you know where they are, Jeff.
Uh-oh. So should I hit the
it's
timer?
The quiz portion.
What do I win? You
steak.
Win a steak. And let me look at... No steak. Okay.
So the Committee Chop House.
That's at Blackstone.
Right, at the Cottonwood Hotel at Blackstone. I have a really cool short story about that. It's named the Committee Chop House because in that particular building in between 1920 and 35, a group of the original Blackstone Hotel's key decision makers used to hold weekly poker games centered around food and community, and they were called the Committee, and they not only gambled, but they took turns cooking for the group.
Oh.
So the restaurant is named after
that's
that
cool.
group.
Didn't know that.
It's a very vibey, cool 20s-inspired atmosphere, and they mm-hmm. cook their steaks at 1,200 degrees.
Really?
That takes some finesse.
Wow. Okay.
All right. How about dynamite?
I'd be afraid to do that.
Right? Like... Never mind. How about dynamite wood-fired grill?
Dynamite, that's the Farnham.
It is at the Farnham.
Hotel. Okay.
Very good. And so they have the traditional steak dishes, but they have a wood-fired oven, which is something I really love.
Mm-hmm.
They have a tomahawk steak that's 38 ounces.
Wow.
You probably want to take a couple friends. But if you don't really want steak, they have a Spanish octopus with Job's tears. Now, do you know what Job's tears are?
I do not.
It's a grain, but it looks delicious. It has chorizo, country ham.
I'm crying that you didn't bring any.
I know, right? Exactly. All right, how about Spencer's?
That's been around a while. That's at the Hilton,
right.
Hilton Garden.
That's Glenn Wheeler's place. They do a phenomenal happy hour and have a specific bar menu, too. So if you want to just pop in and get something, it's great. Jay Gibson's.
Marriott.
Very good. Jay Gibson's is the restaurant. Well, there are four restaurants at the Marriott, including the Jewel, which we covered when we talked about music. But just to show you don't have to go and get something really big and fancy, a couple of my favorite things at the Marriott are the blue cheese potato chips and the pretzel crusted onion rings. So delicious. All right, here's one that may stump you. Nick's Quorum Bar and Supper Club. Well, you did well. That is the new offering at the Hilton. And it's they call it a supper club without a membership. They are specializing in prime rib. And what's kind of cool is they do, they call it the big show meal before CHI events. You can go and get a pre-fee three-course meal for $30.
Mm-hmm.
And they know to get you out in time for the show. you know, so if you go a little bit more off the beaten path, there's Olive and Ira's, which is at the Magnolia. That's a great spot if you're going to the Orpheum. Pavers and Pints is at the Embassy Suites downtown. One that I used to go to a lot when I lived in the neighborhood was Vita at the Doubletree at 72nd and the Interstate. Firewater Girl, I don't know if you've ever been there. They have live music. It's a real kind of tiki vibe at the Comfort Inn.
That's cool.
Right across the street. It's on 72nd. Mm-hmm. And then Burger Theory in the Holiday Inn by the ballpark is a favorite.
Mm.
And not to mention all of the different restaurants that are available at our casinos right across the river.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing I've noticed is there's something for everybody, every kind of palate, every kind of price point. But I wanted to do some research for our travelers who want to go to the most expensive hotel restaurant in the world. That's at the Hard Rock Hotel in Ibiza, Spain. It's called Sublimotion. It's a combination of gastronomy, virtual reality, laser art. So it's really an experience.
Wow.
A 20-course tasting, $1,850 per person.
Okay. Yeah.
So
top of the bucket,
little bit more affordable and closer to home. You know how we like to say you can have a staycation?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I've coined a new term for you. You can go out and try a holodine.
Oh, I like that.
Maybe I'll trademark
you
that.
You should trademark the holodine with Diane Watson on Dish Omaha. Hey, Diane, thanks so much for stopping by and making everyone really hungry right now. Have a great Wednesday.
See you next week.